Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the concubines. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're out west, Ashburn, Virginia. Commanders getting ready for the Las Vegas Raiders. We're all still kind of in wait-and-see mode with the quarterback, Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota. We know Jaden's fighting through that knee sprain. Mariota's good to go. The team is confident in him, should that be the call. B-Mitch got stuff going on today. Toby Altizer sitting in with me. What up, Tobo? How you doing?
What's going on, dude? I'm all baseballed out, so I think I'm fully on. I was already on to football season when you've got a forgettable baseball team and football season's rolled around. But now that we're past, I think I went to my final baseball game of the year. I went to 60-some. But now that's in the
past. You went to 60 baseball games to watch a bad team?
I think I went to 65 some baseball games.
How many were you paid for?
Seven.
Oh, dog. We got to get you a girlfriend. ladies, call in. 800-636-1067. Let's get Toby a girlfriend before the day is out. That is too much, man, because you probably went to some Peanuts games. Did you go up to Camden Yards at all?
I went to one game at Camden. I was hoping for some playoff baseball at Camden, but that's not going to happen.
Me too.
Yeah, but thankfully, that's over with. On to football season.
It's been football season, Tobo.
Well, okay. I've transitioned to football season, so now I don't have to go to any baseball games anymore.
Lanville, you hear that? Toby has transitioned. We're proud of him. We support him no matter what happens. It's funny, you've been to 60 Nats games, right? Good for you. That's an astonishing amount of baseball to take in for what is a really bad product.
Yeah.
What stands out to me about that, though, is the game experience of going to a Nats game has dramatically changed. Like, going to Nats Park, I mean, there's some traffic, blah, 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 but, like, going to Nats Park is a pleasant experience. And the biggest news we heard yesterday, as much as like we're hyper-focused on Jaden and Mariota and what it means for this week, the D.C. Council passing the RFK Stadium bill is generational. That's going to impact millions of people over decades.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I always thought it would – once they had the first vote and that got through – and, like, honestly, just smart people. We'll talk to our buddy Joe Maloney about it in a couple minutes. Like, smart people have been telling me for some time this is going to happen. I know some, like, lobbyists behind the scenes that have been telling me for 2 years from the Capitol Hill angle of this is going to happen. But, like, knowing it's going to happen and then finally seeing it done, seeing the team put out a statement about, you know, what this means, how it's going to go, I know for you it doesn't mean a lot. Like, it's just a new stadium to you.
No, but I'm glad that it's going to be in the city. right? I mean, it means more when it's in the city. It's always that way. It doesn't matter what sport it is. It just means more when you're around, and it gives you options to do things. Like, we're talking about Nationals Park, and you can ride the Metro there. You could take a water taxi. You could drive down there. You can do a bunch of stuff, and there's stuff all around it. You can't do any of that. Go into FedEx or Northwest. And it's something that's missing. And, you know, having been to just a couple of NFL stadiums, there's stuff around other NFL stadiums. There just isn't anything around Northwest Stadium. And that's kind of with the location. That's just kind of how it goes. But I know some people are frustrated about missing out on tailgating, but that's,
can
that
I tell
sucks.
You something? But can I tell you something that happens on the planet Earth? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
People will tailgate.
They'll find a place. Like, I mean, I went to Soldier Field. JP, there's not parking lots right next to Soldier Field. People are still tailgating.
Right. Like, I've been to every state. I've covered games at every stadium in the NFL. There are urban stadiums across the league. People figure it out.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Detroit, Seattle, people figure it out. Those stadiums are downtown. And honestly, I think people just view things through their current prism of, like, well, I drive to Landover, and I park in D20, and I tailgate. It's going to look different. It's going to feel different. You're going to have different options. Maybe you're not going to want to park in D20 and tailgate. I hear the tailgate crowd. I hear the people that were against the stadium. Like, I want to be cognizant and receptive to all viewpoints. I just think this is such a massive deal for the city to get this kind of development on that end of East Capitol and what things will look. I don't think it's an accident at all that they're so hell-bent on 2030. One, just to get the games going, but that Women's World Cup in 2031.
Yes.
Typically, the World Cup finals are held in New York or L.A. It's at the Rose Bowl, SoFi, the incredibly boring Meadowlands Stadium, whatever, right? And I understand what New York and L.A. are in our country. Like, I understand that. But you get a brand new, super dope stadium, you know, right down the street from the United States Capitol. I think you got a chance of having the women's final in D.C. Like, everything will change with this, and it just is the further, you know, signification of how this operation, this organization now does everything the right way.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so damn exciting.
Yeah, I love it because you think about, you mentioned the World Cup. I mean, just think about if they were holding it in Germany or if they're holding it in London or England. You think they're skipping London? You think they're skipping Berlin? You're not skipping the capital city of the country, right? But somehow, because of the lack of infrastructure and the bad stadium, people just keep skipping D.C. around here. And look, I get, like you said, New York, I get L.A., I get all that stuff. We're still D.C. We don't have to act second class to anybody.
Right.
We're the nation's capital. So I'm thrilled to have something that we can call our own. You're going to get big-time events. You're going to get a Super Bowl. You're going to get a Final Four. You're going to get all these things. And the thing that I'm excited about now, JP, is now we're on to the stage that I think people get excited about, where before it was, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And people are saying it is. People are saying it's not. And we're talking about votes. And we're talking. Now we can say, this is what I want in the stadium. This is the amenity I want. This is the tailgating I want. This is all the stuff that now goes into the fun of that. We're going to have to have give and take as fans, right? Like, there's going to be some people that are happy, some people aren't. But now it's on to, we're building this thing. What are some amenities you want? That's the fun part. What are the concession food like? What are the, I'm excited about seeing, like, the vision and how this thing all goes on. And it's finally done where you don't have to worry about, is this ever going to happen or not? Now it's going to happen.
It's happening. Landfill, as he always does, has some questions for us. How excited for the new stadium are you, Toby?
Fired up. Fired up. I wasn't necessarily as worried about it going to the RFK location. It doesn't have as much of a sentimental value to me, but something that rings in my mind every time we talk about this was Joe Theismann. I can't remember exactly where he had said it. I don't know if it was with you guys or someone else, but he basically said this is a perfect way to kind of tie in previous generations of fans with the current generation where, you know, me, Stallion, guys our age, big deal, right? It's going to RFK. We just want a new stadium. But for fans like my uncle and my family that's been around and saw the Super Bowls, they're thrilled that it's going back to the location.
Did you ever go to a Nats game at RFK?
I went to one, I think.
Okay.
I went to
not
one.
Not 60?
No, not 60.
But,
yeah, I think it's perfect where you can kind of tie those generations together and where so much has been kind of torn apart because of the name change and all these different things. Now you can kind of tie those back together with a winning football team, hopefully, and that's beautiful.
And you bring back the old unis, hopefully, eventually, that you just wear those again.
Yeah.
It looks like they're incorporating the Spear logo, which, again, is new. That Spear is for the Commanders. They're not going back, but, like, it does give you a sense of tying it all together. I think the team, I think the leadership of this team now is really trying to make this embracing the past and moving forward. As far as the new stadium for me, I'm thrilled. One, just driving out to Landover, it just feels so soulless. It's kind of similar to the Meadowlands, right? Because it's just off the side of the highway, surrounded by parking lots. I think this means something. So if you're my age and you remember RFK and the seats bouncing, it means a lot. It was funny, though. So I was at NBC last night, new all ears. Go check it out on YouTube. And there's a young PA there, Kai, who I like Kai a lot. He's a smart kid. He's been out here for training camp and stuff. And I was like, dude, are you excited about RFK? And he's like, not really. Like, I think if you're like, I think Stallion has said this. Like, I think for young people, the location of the stadium doesn't really matter. They just want a dope new stadium.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, you know what you're going to get now? A dope new stadium. And I think if that's your drive, awesome. If it is the nostalgia of RFK, awesome. But I think it can be all things for all people. Like, I think the location, if you look at our city, right? Like, if you look at just the DMV overall, that location's pretty damn centralized.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to argue. Like, if you're coming from Fairfax or Germantown, it's probably a little bit closer. If you're coming from Southern Maryland, it's probably a little bit closer. Like, there's metros an option. Like, I think by 2030, the amount of, like, driverless cars and stuff, like, I just think everything's going to look so different, and I think it just makes a ton of sense. I think it shows that this group doesn't mess around and gets stuff done. And I think it's really exciting. Lanfield asks a good question here. He says, do you believe this is actually the final vote? And I had that thought driving out to Ashburn this morning, like, dude, this is actually done. Like, it's done.
Yeah.
And could there be other procedural stuff? Of course. But I at least feel like this is done. And next step is, like, shovels in the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like the next vote might be on whether that third parking garage or whatever it is, like, stuff that is ancillary to the actual big stadium, right? That's going to happen. Stuff around it, maybe issues, or there's going to be hiccups, no doubt, in the construction, and there's going to be different things to pop up. But nothing to this point, or at this point, is going to be to the level of what we've been talking about where, oh, is it going to get derailed with some of the reports that came out yesterday or before the first vote, and is this ever going to happen? It's going to happen. It's just now the extra stuff that comes with building a new stadium. And, yeah, I'm thrilled about it.
It's exciting, man, and hopefully fans are excited. I think a lot of people understand the enormity of it, and if you don't, and it's just like, okay, cool, they're getting a new stadium, that's cool too. There's no wrong answer. Unless you're one of the people that's like, nah, I wanted it in Dumfries or stay in Landover.
I mean, I'm just thrilled that we're going to have, like, the crown jewel of a sporting capital, finally, right? Just having something where you can go to the stadium. It's not constantly talked about how dumpy your stadium is. And you feel second class because your stadium is second class, right? And you can finally feel like, okay, in the nation's capital, we're hosting big events. You're going to have – I know people get annoyed with the Taylor Swift stuff, but the fact that Taylor Swift in a massive concert that people are spending thousands of dollars on tickets to go to, they're skipping D.C.? Like, that shouldn't happen. And so you're going to have that now. You're going to have a Final Four. You're going to have a Super Bowl.
Some K-pop.
I've never had a Super Bowl anywhere that's really been accessible to me, right? I mean, I'm thrilled about the draft coming here, but that's totally different than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a different entity.
So it's going to be so sick to have all that stuff now in D.C. where – we have big events all the time, like you talk about. Every 4 years, there's a presidential election, inauguration, all that stuff.
Right.
We have big events like that all the time.
There's protests that
get
hundreds of thousands of people.
But
right.
For us sports fans, you finally get that big-time event that everyone else around the nation gets to seemingly enjoy, the New Yorks, the LAs, heck, even Minneapolis hosting a Super Bowl, all those cities.
Minneapolis should not host a Super Bowl.
D.C. finally gets one, right? D.C. gets one for the first time in something like that, for the first time in forever.
Yeah, man, it's really exciting. Landfill, what's your excitement level? Do you feel like it's really a done deal?
I'm like 85% sure that it's a done deal. I honestly thought like three votes ago was going to be the final vote, so I'm still a little skeptical on that one. My excitement level for the stadium, I'd say I'm like a 5 or a 6.
Let me ask you something. Will you go to the new stadium?
Maybe once.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When's the last time you went to Northwest?
When they got crushed by the Bears on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you went with Greg.
Yeah.
That was the day Dick Butkus died.
Okay.
I think I've told this story. So that's a Thursday night game. I'm there early. And a person with the organization, when the news got out that Dick Butkus died, somebody that worked for the team, for the Commanders, was like, damn, he couldn't wait till tomorrow? Just because there was an obvious sentiment like, Bears ain't losing on
yeah,
the day
Bears
Dick
are gonna
Butkus
win.
Died.
Bears are going to win. And they definitely did.
They definitely did. And that was the low point of the Rivera era. And there were others. Jeffrey, you were clear. You were, I don't want to say few, because I know that this subset of people existed, and I think it hits home for you as somebody that grew up kind of in the shadows of where Northwest Stadium is now. You wanted them to stay there. Now it's official. They're going to move. How are you feeling about all this?
I'm happy about it. The team returning back. Like I said, I only wanted it to stay there for personal selfish reasons, because it's easier for me to get to the stadium. That's it. But a new stadium in D.C., I'm excited. I can't wait till it's built.
Also, Jeff, by the year 2030, you think you're going to be living in the same place? Like, you might move, dog.
Yeah, nah, I'm not going to be living in the same place. I might not be living in the same place in a year.
Yeah. I mean, considering how many people try to steal your car, I've long advocated for you to move.
Yes, I am getting out of the hood. I can't do it no more.
We need to get Jeff to, like, McLean. Like, let's find Jeff a safe neighborhood.
No. I think I'll go to Southern Maryland. I'm a Maryland boy. I like Maryland. I want to be by the water. I like the weather. I'm not going to Virginia. Sorry.
Yeah,
how are you feeling?
Way different than Maryland weather, by the way.
How you feeling, Jeffrey? You were sick and you got pepper soup and now you're back?
Yeah, man. I don't know what was going on yesterday, but hey, let me tell you something, JP. That pepper soup will have your body temperature by at least 20 degrees when you eat it. It will raise it so high. I was so hot yesterday after eating that soup, man. Whew. You would die. You would cry. You would cry for sure.
Okay. Well, I probably won't eat it, but I'm glad to know it's an option. If I get a chest cold, there's pepper soup from Jeff's buddy.
Yeah, they want to pass on that.
You're anti-pepper soup, Tobo?
Yeah, I'm passing on that.
All right, we got a packed show. Really exciting about the RFK stuff. Obviously, we got to dig into the quarterback situation, all the injuries here. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is going to join us at 11, giving us his picks. We're going to talk to Peter Rosenberg. We're going to talk to Sean Merriman a little later. I want to talk to Merriman about what he saw from Josh Connerly, Commander's rookie tackle, who really struggled against Parsons, has another big challenge coming this week with Max Crosby. JT the Brick covers the Raiders. We'll talk to JT the Brick at 1:30, get a real Raiders preview. Their offense has been stagnant. Washington's hasn't been good. But I'm very curious to see kind of what the Raiders crowd thinks of their offense so far. It's going to be a packed show. We got plenty to get into, plenty to discuss. Just on a personal level, man, I used to go to RFK Stadium. My mom did a ton of events there. I used to go all the time. I remember going with my family. Then as I got older, I remember going with my friends, going to HF Festival, Skins games, Nats games, DC United games. I cannot wait. Truly, I cannot wait. I was texting with members of ownership about this yesterday. Like, on a personal level, the emotions I will feel taking my daughters to RFK, whatever it's called, whatever it looks like, understanding that it's not the same, but just being at the same location, being downtown, that land, the actual land with the waterfront done correctly,
yeah,
will be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's going, and I think they're going to do everything right. I think you're going to have affordable housing. You're going to have green spaces. You're going to have parks. You're going to have grocery stores. Like, I remember when I was out of college and I lived in Northeast, Nats come back, they're playing at RFK, and then they announce where they're trying to build Nats Park. And I remember me and my roommate, Pistu, driving just around that area, and it was nothing. It was like industrial, like, wasteland. And there were, like, some weird strip clubs and stuff. Like, it was a weird area around Nats Park. And there was some housing, but not a ton. The housing was on the other side of South Cap. And I remember driving around there and now going there all the time for the radio studio and going to Nats games, whatever. Or just going to the wharf or Navy Yard waterfront. Like, what you can do, what a stadium can do, built correctly and incorporating the surrounding area will transform that neighborhood. And I think for current property owners, for people that live there, you're going to make a lot of money. Your equity is going to shoot through the roof. And will there be some hurdles with construction and stuff? Yeah, but, like, drive around the city anyway. There's going to be construction over there anyway. The end result to me will absolutely justify the means, and I know when I walk in there for the first time with my daughters and my family, it's going to be an emotional thing, and I cannot wait to see it and be there, and I'm really happy for all the grief and comments Brian and I have made about the council and needing to get this done. They got it done, and the ends justify the means for me. I think they're going to build something incredible, and I think it's going to be good for all residents of the DMV. I really do. You know what else is good for all residents of the DMV? The Orsman Automotive Group of Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years, and with that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. They've got convenient locations all over Northern Virginia, where apparently Jeff won't live. From Alexandria to Chantilly, Kias, Fords, Lincolns, Chrysler, Dodge, Chevy, Buick, GMC, two Toyota stores. They'll take care of you. They've taken care of me. I'm on my fourth Orsman Automotive of Virginia vehicle. B-Mitch has gotten like 1,000. There's a reason we keep going back. They take care of us, and they'll take care of you. They've got a tremendous selection of quality certified used vehicles also. Great financing, which is a big deal right now. Maybe rates are creeping down a little bit. Plus, they've got the Orsman Lifetime Edge, which give you up to $1,500 in extras, complimentary car washes, loaner cars, and a lifetime engine guarantee. Plus, if maybe you're looking to flip your car, maybe you want to sell it, Orsman will pay up to $125 of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of make, model, or year. Philosophy is simple at Orsman. They take care of their customers, keep them happy, keep them coming back. Me and B are among them. What they say at Orsman Automotive of Virginia, let's ride together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.